It's Monday, August the 17th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
I'm Mikey.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. Talk about all the cool things in the world. Blavin's off world again.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing something with his vocal cords.
Apparently being sick.
Yes, his throat is acting up, and so he took the night off. TJ has gone to the other side of the country.
Los Angeles.
Yep, City of Angels, and so we said goodbye to him.
Oh. Well, he'll be back in like 2 weeks now, right?
Oh, sure he will.
Or is he just gone forever?
I think he's gone forever.
Really? I thought he was coming back first.
Maybe.
Like coming back to then leave forever.
Probably.
Oh, that's sad.
But yeah, Mikey's here. His brother's here.
Yay.
Welcome to the show.
Yay.
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 Yay. And, yeah, it's another episode of your weekly fun podcast. We're talking about Dragon Ball this week.
We are.
Dragon Ball, Resurrection of F, you know that movie. Big anime hype around it. I believe it even broke into the top 10 greatest anime films of all time.
Greatest or most highest grossing?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Box office weekends.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's like number 6 on the list.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And when I looked at that list, I was like, oh, wow. I guess it didn't hit me that, like, the other things that were counted were, like, Ponyo.
Yeah, they're Ghibli movies, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, wow. This list is sad.
It's just all Ghibli. And
yeah,
then...
and then it's like, what are these? And, like, Pokemon, the movie, is on there twice.
Yeah.
And then there's Digimon, the movie. I'm like, this is just, I don't know, I feel like... We broke into the top 10. Big fucking deal.
I remember watching the Pokemon movies in theaters specifically so you could get, like, the promo cards. Yeah.
Who'd you get?
I got a Zapdos, and then the second time I went to go see it, I got an Articuno.
Really?
Yeah, I never
You didn't get the Mewtwo?
I didn't get the crazy, like, Egyptian print Mewtwo.
The Mew card, yeah.
Yeah, the Mew card. I didn't get that one.
No.
But I got a promo Mewtwo. I got a promo Pikachu for the other one.
Yeah, I think everybody got the Pikachu.
Yeah.
At least the Pikachu.
It turns out, though, that promo Mewtwo is, like, in one of the booster packs, it's the exact same card as one of the old Mewtwos. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just different art. Like, it's the same HP weakness.
Oh, yeah, same. It's the same card, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just different art.
They do a lot of reprints for the old cards, too.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Like, even still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only they say, like, 10th edition.
Yeah. I thought you weren't allowed to... To use those cards in tournament anymore.
You're allowed to use them if they reprint it in a one of the modern, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Right? So in the rotation themselves, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is there like a legacy equivalent of Pokemon? Like, can I play with my old crazy...
You can, as long as it's been reprinted in one of the newer...
No, but I mean, like, is there just like an unlimited format? Like, where I can go all the way back to first gen and then just use those cards in a deck?
You could, but it wouldn't be ideal.
Oh, okay.
Because you would just get wrecked.
Oh, is it not that the old cards are powerful? It's just
that
the old cards are garbage?
Yeah, the old cards are garbage.
Oh, okay.
Of the way
it's like Yu-Gi-Oh!
Is now.
Oh, true, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you're never going to use Dark Magician.
Dark Magician's so garbage. Or Summon Skull.
He was my favorite.
Because he was a one sacrifice, and he had the same power as
Dark Magician!
He's just like, yo, F Dark Magician. I only need one sacrifice for this. And then someone dropped a Blue Eyes on you, you're like... Damn.
So you were hiding that, huh?
And then, like, when Fusions came out, and someone dropped a triple Blue Eyes on you for the first time, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh's so dumb now. Do you guys want me to update you on the world of Yu-Gi-Oh?
Not really.
No? Okay, fine.
Why did you really want to tell us about Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yo, they combined spell cards and monster cards together.
Oh, okay.
So they added two new zones on the board called Pendulum Zones.
Oh, so like they actually changed...
They changed the board.
Oh, wow.
Because they're brand new cards. So they're half spell, half monster cards. So you put these cards into the Pendulum Zone and they have levels on them. So like one side will be like, say, 4 and the other side will be 6.
Yeah.
Right? So when you have a levels, say level 4 and a level 6 on each side, you can just special summon any monster with the levels between 4 and 6. And so you just drop them all down, like, just dump your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's all, like I watched someone play a match recently, and it was just, like, he had one Pendulum monster on the field for, like, a while, and then he just dropped another one, and the gap was so huge that he literally just put 5 super strong cards on the board, and then just went all-out attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won. That was it. Like, he dropped one card, and then dropped 5 cards, and then won.
That's sounds like Yu-Gi-Oh, I guess. I mean, sure. Do they still do the trap card thing?
Yeah, trap cards are still a thing.
Doesn't sound like
it does. Yeah, but like... Yeah, but like every trap card now I feel is just like wipe your board. Oh.
Oh yeah, I remember they used like a restriction on like Regeki. Like,
you can't use that anymore.
Yeah. You can't use Dark Hole.
You can't use I think they brought that back, I'm not sure. But you can't use Regeki, you can't use like Harpy's Feather Duster.
Oh, that was my favorite. That was the best trap card.
Cuz I think it's like you can't use any board wipe that's just straight value.
Yeah.
Like cuz with Regeki you just use it, right?
Yeah.
There's no downside to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can use it whenever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the greatest card. that was the greatest card.
I can't believe we played. I remember seeing that card. It's just horrible.
What card?
What's the... is it Regeki? No, it's the one that it wipes the board completely. Is it Dark Hole?
It's both of you sides, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dark Hole. Dark Hole.
It was just annoying.
Yeah, you just play Dark Hole and both of your sides are gone. You're like,
It's like, I'm set now. Like your side's set. And it's like, oh, wait, no.
You use it turn one. You use it on the beginning of your turn. And then you're just like, whatever. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Get wrecked.
I like that card and I like Change of Heart.
You can't use Change of Heart
anymore. I know. All the best cards are like, done. I hate it.
It's so good.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
So stupid.
I think you can still use Wabaku.
Oh, who cares?
It's no Regeki?
No.
It's no Change of Heart?
No.
I don't think you can use Mind Control anymore.
What?
I think there's like a different version of Mind Control now that like you have to discard a card to use it, but...
Can I still use Exodia?
Yes. Oh, I learned a crappy rule about Exodia. So you know how when you have to have all five pieces of Exodia in your hand to win, right? If by some miracle you draw all five pieces of Exodia,
it doesn't count. Yep.
And you just have to restart.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Like the match is forfeit. Like you don't lose and your opponent doesn't win, but like you just redraw.
You mean like the first five cards you draw?
Yeah, if you draw if the first five cards you draw just happen to so be the pieces of Exodia, you don't win.
Yeah. Sucks. What about Destiny Board?
Nobody uses Destiny Board, but you can definitely use Destiny Board.
Okay.
Like, if you want to drop DES, like, you totally can.
Yeah. Bakura, he was the best.
But, like, the thing is there's so much removal now in that game that, like, as soon as you drop the D, it's just like, oh, okay, bye. Like, you can't use this anymore. See you later.
That's okay. Still use it. Good?
No. Everybody wants to be so active now because they just drop monsters. The best is to just use like stuff like level limit area. So it's like, oh, you can't attack with monsters 4 or greater. Or just like be the really annoying stuff, stall at the game and just draw Exodia eventually.
Yeah.
That's the best stuff.
Alright. Anyways, we're talking about Dragon
Ball. Oh yeah, Dragon Ball. What's up?
So Dragon Ball, Resurrection of F.
Yeah, Frieza got sent to the Shadow Realm.
Amazing.
Came back.
So Frieza's back. And he's fighting them Goku.
What? No way.
Yeah, no, really.
Are you telling me that Goku has to fight another villain?
You mean a past villain?
A past villain?
Yes. No
way. That's crazy.
He does. And that's it.
Yeah, like if you're expecting anything more out of this movie other than Goku fights Frieza, like there's nothing.
Yeah. I was thinking about where else I could add, but no.
No, there's nothing. Like, Tien shows up.
Okay, Jocko, the Galactic Patrol.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably a big character here. Now, he also has a manga out there. And I actually wanted to read this manga a couple years ago when it was released. It's by Akira Toriyama. And it's about Bulma's sister. What's her face? Tights. Because if you didn't know, in Japan, Bulma's actual name is Bloomers. Like Bloomers and Tights, undergarments. That's how they named them. Get it?
I can you explain that to me? I don't understand.
It's kind of like panty and stocking.
Oh, I don't get it.
But it's Bloomers and Tights. But anyways, there was this manga that he put out, I think 2013. It was about Tights and Jocko the
Galactic Patrol.
Whatever, blah blah blah. Yeah, and the end of the manga, it was revealed that was going to be the beginning of the Dragon Ball series.
What?
And then they brought him back and they put him in this movie.
That's pretty cool.
And that's why Bulma knows him and you're kind of just like, who the fuck is this guy?
who's this Jocko guy?
Yeah.
He mentions tights, and I'm like, who's...
Who's tights?
Yeah,
I know, right? Bulma's sister.
All right,
there you go. So if you want to know what Bulma's sister looks like, go look up the manga.
I'll probably just read that. It can't be that long.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not. I think it only lasted, like, a year and a half.
Oh, wow, okay.
In Shonen Jump.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
That's why I was like, maybe I could read this.
I'll go read that tonight.
maybe it's possible. But yeah, no, that's it. Frieza comes back. He's like, yo, I gotta train. Because I've never trained a day of my life. I've always just been strong. But if I train, I could be awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna train. And then I'm gonna go to Earth. And I'm gonna find Goku and be like, hey, Goku, I'm stronger than you now.
Yeah. Oh, they use the Dragon Balls to resurrect
Frieza. Right. And yeah. I forgot that the Dragon Balls gave you two wishes on Earth.
Do they? I thought that was a movie thing.
One. Yeah. It was the Namek ones because they were a lot larger, but the Shenlong one on Earth was only one, wasn't it?
But like something about Earth's Guardian changing that gave them two?
Yeah.
I forget.
Oh, in Dragon Ball is one.
But in Dragon Ball it was one.
But in Dragon Ball Z it's two because when... Wait, who's the old Namek at the top of the Earth?
Kami.
When he's Kami. When King Piccolo splits from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when Shenlong morphs, and that's when he gets two.
Okay.
That's why he has two. I think that's how it worked. It's been a while since I watched the tail end of Dragon.
No, that's how it worked. We're experts.
That's right. And that's why we're perfectly qualified to review this movie.
All right.
So, Mikey, Dragon Ball Resurrection of F. What'd you think?
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah. To be completely honest, but cool. I don't know if it's because it's been a while since I've seen Dragon Ball,
Did you watch The Battle of the Gods?
No.
No, okay.
I know you guys were talking about that. I haven't seen The Battle of the Gods, but I actually enjoyed it, to be completely honest. It's what I expected,
yeah.
Where they bring him back.
Yeah, okay.
And they fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know... That's it.
Stuff happens.
It's just all
people show up.
People show up.
Fighting. Tien does the tri-beam.
I was waiting for the solar flare, but you know it's okay.
Android 18's in there for a bit.
Android 18 was there for a bit. But no. It was nice to see. But I like the new God modes.
The ice
I don't know
blue
if that's
hair.
New. Yeah, I like the ice blue hair.
Yeah, the ice blue hair version's new. Like, they did God in Battle of the Gods.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, like, he had, like, red hair, and he needed, like, five other Saiyans to, like, hold his hand.
What the
For him to do it.
Yeah, so to achieve God status, I think it was something like, you need yourself and five other Saiyans to sacrifice their soul to give to you. And they all gave it to... So it was Gohan, Trunks, Goten, Vegeta...
It was one of the girls, one of the wives had a baby inside her, remember?
Videl.
Oh, yeah.
Videl, okay, yeah.
And so, like, fetus Goten, or whatever it is.
Pan.
Pan, or yeah, fetus Pan.
Yeah, so they held hands, and they gave their soul to Goku.
So did they die?
No.
Or
another soul, they're like Saiyan spirit or something.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, what the
heck? It's the lend your power to me, I'm going to drop the spirit bomb on
you. So it's like spirit bomb.
Yeah.
And then Goku got a mode where... You remember Kaioken?
Yes.
Where it's like all red. So it's like
yes, it's all red.
Only his hair is red.
Oh.
And it's not like Super Saiyan 4 where his hair gets really long. Like he has regular
like,
Goku
it's
hair.
Normal it's Goku red. With red hair.
Yeah.
And he has like a red aura.
Okay.
And he fights in space. Oh.
I would have enjoyed that too then.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I actually liked it. I guess it's because I wasn't going into it expecting much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But.
Oh, that's good.
It's pretty good.
That's good.
In my eyes.
Okay. Now, Anthony, I suspect you hated this movie the most out of all of us.
I'm not going to say I hated it.
I'm going to suspect that you disliked this movie.
I disliked it.
The most out of all of us.
Yes?
I don't, like, yeah. I'll probably say that.
Okay.
So, like, over the years, I've kind of realized that, like, I don't like Dragon Ball anymore. Just the way, like, shonen stories have evolved in such a way where Dragon Ball is now the bare bones. And, like, I understand that it's old and I can't judge it like that, right? But I still don't enjoy going back to it. Like, I tried to watch Kai for a bit, And I was just like, even by cutting out the fillers, like, I still don't want to watch Dragon Ball anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of just want to be a memory. So the thing with this movie is where Battle of the Gods, I know movies aren't canon.
Nope.
But with Battle of the Gods, like, stuff happened where it carried over into this movie. Like, they met new characters in, like, through the gods.
Sure.
They achieved a new power, which uh-huh. is the Super Saiyan God.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it made it feel like the fight against that god mattered in some way. Where, in the Frieza fight, it was Goku showing how strong he is, like, never trying ever. He was just like, yo, check it out, I'm so cool, I'm just gonna beat you up. Even when Frieza goes into his super gold mode,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, nothing, he doesn't learn anything from the fight, and he doesn't gain any new powers that would carry over into, say, a subsequent movie, right? He's just kind of back at zero after, or back where he was at the beginning of the movie as this movie ends.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I just kind of didn't enjoy that.
Isn't that the whole why fans love Frieza, though?
Why?
Because he's so overconfident, but he's going to get beaten?
Yeah.
Because Goku's always been
stronger. Yeah, no, like, that's a really funny character type.
Yeah.
But, like, I've already seen that in the Frieza arc.
Isn't that kind of what you were expecting from this movie?
No, I was actually expecting something where, like...
You went in thinking, oh, Frieza's going to take him down?
No, not take him down, but, like, something was going to happen where it would expand... Like, it would add something to this movie verse.
Okay.
That is contained within Battle of the Gods and Battle of F.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was going to get something maybe above Super Saiyan God. Or he was going to learn, like, to actually not be so overconfident and, like, happy-go-lucky. Or maybe he was going to fuse with Vegeta and then...
No, they've read that
to me. I don't think they read it.
Yeah. Oh, so cool, though. Do Super Saiyan God fuse. But, like, it was just Vegeta and Goku knowing that they're strong, being strong, and Frieza never really put up a fight. And then when there was the twist at the... Or not the twist, but when there was that major event at the end... I don't know if... Are we spoiling it?
Sure!
Okay. All right. So when there... Frieza is on his last legs, and he just blows up the Earth. And, like, that's just... Yo, he wins, right?
Of course, it's Frieza!
But, like... And it's because of Goku's arrogance. Like, he didn't finish off... He was playing with his food, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, like, that ultimately doesn't matter, because the one dude can just turn back time. And it's like, this whole movie just amounted to nothing for me.
Well, yeah, what were you expecting? This is Dragon Ball.
I know, and, like, I just forgot about that. And then as the movie was happening, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what Dragon Ball does. Anything that happens, they wish back with the Dragon Balls.
Exactly.
Even if it's not on screen.
It's in the title, man.
I know, and I'm like,
it's in the title.
Yeah, I don't think my problem is the movie. I think my problem is I'm just over Dragon Ball.
You are where I was at a couple years back, but okay. I don't like Z, but...
You like Dragon Ball better.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there were some pretty funny Dragon Ball moments, like, and there were a lot of fights, too. Like, a lot of cool, funny moments during fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the fight against the Thousand Soldiers, even the fight against Frieza was really cool. I'm not knocking those fights. Those fights were really sick. I just kind of didn't like the overall story.
All right. You didn't have fun.
I didn't. It was okay.
Man.
It was fine.
I get picked on for being the bearer of no fun, but...
This week, I'm
Look at you!
I'm taking the weight off your shoulders, you know?
You've taken, like, the most fun property out there to all the kids in the world, and you're just like, it ain't fun.
It's fine.
It's not fun.
It's whatever.
It's fine. It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I thought the movie was right. I like Battle of the Gods a lot better. Because for me, Battle of the Gods felt more like Dragon Ball as a whole. This felt like Dragon Ball Z that was trying to...
Like, take some Dragon Ball elements?
Yeah, but ultimately it was still Z.
Okay.
And I think, I didn't like how... I guess I walked in thinking it was going to play out like the original Frieza fight, where Goku has to try to get Super Saiyan God.
Yeah.
When he just kind of is like...
Yeah. He just does it.
Guess what I have, boys? I was like, what?
Also, my hair's blue now.
And I'm like, you look cool as fuck and everything, but you just have it?
Yeah.
And then Vegeta's like, I'm not going to be left behind this time.
I also have it.
And I'm like, what? No. I don't know. The cast of characters, as great as they were, they weren't as big as the Battle of the Gods cast.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people in Battle of Gods.
Yeah, and I was like,
yeah, you should watch that, Mike. I think you'd really like it.
I was kind of sad that there was no Goten and Trunks in here.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for, too.
I'm like, because when they need the heroes to save the world, I'm like, you're not going to call on, like, the Fusion Brothers? Like, you're not going to...
No,
like,
man. They brought Krillin and...
I know, right? And Master Roshi?
And Master
Roshi. They have that little line with Android 18, where Android 18 to Krillin is like, you know I'm technically stronger than you, right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, I don't know. When Gohan shows up with his glasses and his training suit, I'm like, you're washed up. Get your little brother. Come on.
He doesn't fight anymore. He's an intellectual.
Yeah, and then Piccolo pulls the check on my weighted armor joke again. Yeah. I'm like, that's great, Piccolo, but you don't stand a chance.
Yeah, like, you're not... All right. I know you're King Piccolo, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, Bulma has never looked cuter in years, so thumbs up to me.
I think the sickest line in that movie was when Frieza was making fun of Vegeta. All hail Vegeta, prince of nothing. And I was like, oh, burn! I was just like, oh, cold, Frieza.
Yeah, no, like, there were some great lines and, like, great moments. But, yeah, it was okay. It was alright. It did its stuff. Did its stuff, and then it was over. I will, you know, I'll say this. When the movie started, I guess somehow I failed to realize that this was a dub.
Yeah, we were like 7 lines in, and then you're like, oh, this is a dub. I'm like, what have you been listening to this whole time? Like,
yeah, and I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, they had subtitles for, like, the intro, right?
Yeah, I was like...
for the theme song, because it was still the Japanese...
Yeah, and there's subtitles there, and I'm like, cool, yeah, all right, I'm into this. And then, like, that Goku voice comes out, I'm like, what the fuck? What am I watching?
So, yeah, you thought it was just... You're not as negative as I am. No. But you're still like, it was pretty good.
Like, I get that it's fun and it had its moments, but it just wasn't for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mikey,
you're the
lover of this movie. What do you give it out of 5?
I didn't say I was a lover of the movie. I just enjoyed it. But I think, like I said, I think it was because I haven't seen her... Because I can remember enjoying Dragon Ball growing up.
Yeah.
So, this being, like, the first thing I've watched in, I don't know how many years.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So if I were to rate it, I'd probably give it out of 5.
Yeah. No probably points. No point fives.
So I'll probably give it probably around 4.
Okay.
And yeah, you would give it a...
I'd probably give it like a 2.
Yeah, see, like, I'm at the 3. That said, I'm really enjoying Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, are you? Yeah. I still haven't been catching up with that.
Like, that definitely feels more like Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this past episode, Vegeta was making takoyaki.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter. Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah. So, that was fun.
So, yeah, I also wonder, since me and you, Vince, we watched Battle of the Gods,
mm-hmm.
right? I wonder if having that so recently
mm-hmm.
is, like, making this movie more of a negative?
I don't know, because the general consensus is that this movie is great.
Yeah.
Like, everybody I talk to says it's fantastic.
But, like, Battle of the Gods didn't get a American movie release, right?
Oh, no, yeah, you're right, it didn't.
Yeah.
Or at least not in theaters.
Not in theaters, okay.
Yeah, because we watched some copy.
Somewhere. We watched a copy. We got our hands on an exclusive copy.
It was Blu-ray quality.
Exactly, Blu-ray quality.
Yeah. Cool. Let's move into our picks of the week. I'll open up this section because I got the best pick this week, guys.
Do you, though?
I do have the best pick this week.
You do, because it involves wrestling.
Arrow's coming to SummerSlam!
SummerSlam! Oh, that's so crazy.
I was watching the thing where...
Did you watch Raw?
I didn't watch Raw. Okay. I just watched the parts with him.
With him in it? Oh, yeah. Man. And Stardust?
Yeah, and he's in... And soon I was on the sidelines, like, what? What?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And then he punches him?
Yeah. Oh, man. And then he comes into the ring.
And then when all casual Stephen Amell hops into the ring, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, he, like, jumped over the top.
He jumped over.
I was like, oh, that's right, you train. And then I'm like, oh, shit, he's going for it.
I, like, this is, reminds me of, like, back in the day, like, Mike Tyson, Stone Cold, but, like, more jokey.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the two characters yeah. aren't, like, these super serious, tough dudes. Like, they're just...
They're just dudes. They're kind of like... Yeah.
Yeah. One's like Goldust's cousin? Son? I forget what it is in the wrestling storyline.
Oh, yeah, I was
going
to say, like, why is he blue?
But yeah, he's Goldust and storyline. Yeah, and Stardust.
Stardust.
Like, he's either his son or his cousin or something. I don't remember. Yeah, and then Just arrows there, chilling.
Yeah.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah, so they have a tag team match?
Against who? Wait, who's his tag team partner?
I forget.
Who's Stephen Amell's?
Yeah, he's Stephen Amell's.
Red Arrow.
Oh, is
Red
it?
Arrow.
Red Arrow. That's why they... Oh. Yeah, that's why it's a tag team.
Red Arrow.
He's like a nobody.
He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Oh. Man, I haven't watched wrestling in a while.
Yeah, and then
I should watch wrestling.
I watched that press thing where he did it with Triple H.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And he's like making the contract. He's like, listen, boy, you're an actor. You're not ready for this. He's like, just make it the contract. I'll sign it. Just sign it. And then they went through like this whole legal thing.
Yeah. They have that a lot.
It was fun.
Contract signing. Celebrity contract signings are always the best.
Yeah. And then, But Steve Mel spoke out afterwards, and he's like, yeah, I kind of injured myself during that little stunt. It's like, it's a small, minor thing, but yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, people, like, wrestling's obviously fake. But, like, they still need to have athletic prowess to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they get injured for real.
I guess fake wouldn't be the correct term. Let's just say it's scripted.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because it still hurts.
Yeah, like, when Jeff Hardy jumps off the Titantron... Like, that hurts, man. Like, they're laid out there for real.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped. When's SummerSlam?
It's in a couple... It might be next week,
you all split the pay-per-view.
I was gonna say, are you gonna pay for the pay-per-view
for SummerSlam? For just that one match?
Or I think it's cheaper if you buy the WWE On Demand service.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's like $8 a month or $10 a month. Uh-uh. You get all the pay-per-views.
Uh-uh.
I doubt it's like that.
That's what I was told, at least in the States.
I did that with NBA.
Yeah, it's not like that here in Canada. Yeah.
Is it not?
Okay, so in the States, it's like a Netflix service.
And you... Oh, so...
You have to pay for... I believe it's the full, like, term. So if it's like a season... So I do this for NBA, right? So
okay.
They'll do like halfway through where they'll get like discount because only like halfway through the season.
Yeah.
But from my understanding, you have to purchase not just the month, you have to either the beginning of the season, yeah, or
okay.
whatever you're.
Because in the States, you could do it anytime you want, $10
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, yeah.
But in Canada, the way they did it is they took out that Netflix option and it's directly through cable providers. So it's a tier that's added on to your cable bill.
Yeah.
So
weird.
You can't have it unless you have cable.
So, like, I can't go on my PS3 download, like, a WWE app?
No. Oh, that's states only. In Canada, you have to subscribe to your cable provider, and it will charge you the season.
Gross.
So. And that's a shitty thing, too, because it isn't on demand anymore. It's just
yeah, whatever, right? It's just whatever, there. I'm just paying extra for what I would have got anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll split the pay-per-view. We can do this.
I don't know if I'm going to actually watch SummerSlam.
Also, I'm down. I mean, okay, 100% I will split SummerSlam
with you.
Hold
on. I'm going to watch SummerSlam. I just don't know if I'm going to pay to watch SummerSlam live.
You're going to
watch I will pay 50% to watch SummerSlam live.
You do that.
Because I feel that your reactions to modern-day wrestling would be the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe.
Mikey, you can watch for free. Y'all, you can be part of my thing.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to be here, though.
Oh, yeah, you'll be gone. Oh, you'll be gone, too.
Man. Guess we're watching SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. You guys are bummers. I don't watch SummerSlam.
Call Levin.
He doesn't want to watch SummerSlam. He doesn't care about Arrow.
You should call Rachel.
Does Rachel care about Arrow?
She wants
to watch SummerSlam.
Rachel's reaction to wrestling would also be pretty good.
She has never watched.
She's never watched wrestling?
But she decided to watch.
Oh, she watched Raw?
I don't know if she watched the full episode, but I asked her. She's like, I'm going to watch Raw next. I'm like, why? Because Stephen Amell's going. I'm like, that's why.
Oh, I gotta contact Rachel. All right.
So we pay for it.
I'm gonna see if she's down for 50-50.
I don't know about that.
On SummerSlam?
Because I think
how much is the pay-per-view? It's like $50?
Pay-per-views?
25 each?
No, I don't think it's like
50. No, like $50. Like 80. Is it 80?
It's probably going to be around 80.
That might be a harder sell. Like, I don't know if she'll put up $40 for SummerSlam.
Yeah. Pay-per-view is expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Probably like $100.
Oh,
probably.
I can't even split $50 for SummerSlam, even for Green Arrow.
See, I wouldn't know, because I never really paid for that. We had the box scrambler that before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll split like 80.
I won't split 100. That's my limit.
Wow. If I can get 220s, I'm there.
Whatever. Andy, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is about drugs.
Well, that's not as fun as Arrow and SummerSlam.
Let me tell you all about drugs. So, Noah.
Thanks.
There was a big scandal a while ago in the ESL.
Oh, the
Electronic Sports League.
Yes.
About people taking drugs to enhance their performance.
Right, the Adderall stuff.
Yeah, like Adderall and what's this big one? Penethylamine? I don't know how to say that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
All right, all right. So the ESL has came out that they are teaming up with the same people who do Olympic drug testing to test their players for drugs before a major event. Okay. So the first event that this is going to happen in is the ESL trophy for the Counter-Strike series. And so there's a lot of money on it. And before the test, they will test these players for drugs, and they've outlined all the rulings and stuff, and it's pretty much just like they're Olympic athletes. They're going to test for like steroids, human growth hormone, stuff. So the thing is because the final tournament is in Cologne, Germany, they're going to go by the Germany standards.
Is it because it's in Germany they decided to
do? Yeah, it's because it's in Germany, they're going by the Germany standards. If it was in the States, they'd do the state standards and so on and so forth.
Okay.
But yeah, like they're testing for things like Adderall for kind of more drugs that keep your attention, like pep pills kind of thing.
Good.
They're also testing for, again, human growth hormone, steroids, other stuff of that nature, like regular sports. But they're also allowing for... because some players have Adderall through prescriptions from doctors, and they would have to prove that they have been taking that before and after the event, and they would also have to prove it with a physician's note. Other things like recreational use of marijuana or even recreational use of Adderall will not be banned, but they can't be used within a certain time period, which I believe is 24 hours of the tournament. So so they will test you, they will test your like saliva and stuff, and if you have used Adderall or non-prescription Adderall or used recreational marijuana, you can be fined. You can have a 2-year ban from the ESL. It's just like regular sports, like your team can be fined and stuff like that. It's kind of crazy that these things are going into regular sports
territory.
I was gonna ask how marijuana.
Yeah, so the thing is like, I think they're just going drugs flat. Like you have to be straight up clean when you go into these tournaments. Like you wouldn't want to be high when you're playing Counter Strike. Like you just be like, "Yo, bro, like totally sick." Like,
sure about that?
Look at these chickens, man.
It's not really giving them an advantage.
Yeah, it's not giving them an advantage, but I think it's just the fact that it is a drug. Mm. So they're just testing for everything.
Okay. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, if you want to be official, you want to be legit.
Yeah, and with like prize pools, with prize pools rising every year, I think the last international was like over $10 million for the top winners.
A lot of money.
And so when stuff gets that serious, you kind of have to bring in these to make it seem like it's a legitimate sport. Because if they want to have that TV time, if they want to get that mainstream appeal. Like, if it's just, oh, look at all these guys on the computer just doped up on Adderall all the time, it's not really fun to watch. Or, like, yeah. Mentally, so.
Yeah, no.
But it's, it's cool.
They want to be official, they got to do this kind of stuff. Or just be like the cycling world.
What, where it's just...
Where they just did drugs for, like, a decade and kind of ignored it.
And they're like, oh, but yeah, that's because no one was on cycling. They're just like, look at all these bikers doping.
You know that Lance Armstrong character? The guy who won the Tour 7 times?
Yeah, apparently he was doping.
Yeah, he got all those titles stripped.
No way. Yeah. No, I know he got his title stripped, but was it like he went on... I remember he went on Oprah before, and he told the world that he did not dope.
Oh, of course. Well, why would he say he
did? Yeah, right? And it's just like, afterwards, it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I was doping. Who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. That video game sports.
It's good. It's a step in the right direction. Yeah. If they want to become legit.
All right, we all got to make our Counter-Strike team now.
Where's that? Yeah, well, I was about to say when we get on this
our counter. Yeah, when we can dedicate 10 hours a day, 7 days a week to playing Counter-Strike.
You can. Just gotta.
I think I would get bored.
Yeah. So I learned recently. A friend of a friend of mine. He.
Was
doping. No, he is. He's a professional World of Warcraft player.
What?
Yeah. That's,
wait, how are you professional?
In World of Warcraft? Thing is, World of Warcraft is still huge in China. So he's so good that he would travel to Chinese tournaments and stuff and be on, like, teams with other Chinese people.
World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft.
The MMO.
The MMO, because there's a PvP portion.
Oh, wow. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So he was really good at World of Warcraft. And he would, like, he was telling me these stories, like, he kind of just hates video games now.
Good.
Because, like, it's not a regular, like, 9-to-5 day job. You have to play on weekends. Like, on normal times that you would be going out normally and having fun and doing whatever, those are the peak times that people are home and not working and watching your stream. So he not only has a mandatory practice time, but he has to stream during, like, weekends between, like, 8 and something before bedtime, pretty much, because it's promoting all his sponsors, and also that's the time when people watch it the most. It's kind of nuts, like, how he took his hobby, made it into a career, and then it just killed his hobby. It's like, ugh.
Well, yeah, because he became work.
Yeah, it's not a hobby anymore, right? So.
Yeah. Sad.
Sad. But World of Warcraft, though.
Killing that's it. Interesting.
Cool. Mike, you got a pick of the week?
Not really.
Nothing from D23?
Oh, D23. Well,
a bunch of stuff happened there.
Well, I'm not there right now. My brother is. So he's there. I was supposed to fly out.
TJ!
The only thing that I've heard so far at D3 would be the PS4.
It's called the Darth Vader.
Darth Vader edition.
Oh, man. That looks...
That looks like a PS... I just want the controller. That looks so sick. I just want the controller. I don't even want the PS4. I just want the controller.
But I don't need a third PS4. That's the thing.
Don't you, though? Don't you? Mister, I just dropped all this money on NBA tickets. Like, come on, just get it. Just go.
Oh, man, but still. But yeah, no, D23.
The Disney... What is it?
It's the Disney Expo.
It's like the 23rd Disney Expo? Is that why it's D23?
No.
What's the 23 stand for?
I actually do not know.
Oh, okay.
To be completely honest. But no. So they've been showcasing, I believe today they're showcasing, Battlefront.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront. Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
And I believe Disney Infinity 3.0. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for Disney Infinity, they announced some, like, Star Wars stuff for it.
Makes sense. 2.0 is Marvel, 3.0 is Star Wars.
Yeah. Han Solo and stuff. They did, for Kingdom Hearts, it was, they announced that there's going to be a Big Hero 6 world.
Yeah.
And you can, like, fly around with Baymax and his armor and stuff.
Cool.
I don't know what the other one was. Or
it's a Marvel. I think it's like Battlegrounds because they did announce the Hulk Buster and Ultron.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm thinking Disney. I thought you were talking Kingdom Hearts.
For Battlefront. I don't know what they unveiled for Battlefront. Was it because they had the pilot video?
Yeah, they had earlier. That one earlier. I'm not too sure what they revealed.
Maybe they're just showing more of it.
But
did they show the Battle of Jakku?
Yes, that's what it was. Battle of Jakku. They were showing, I don't know if they showed any, like, actual in-game footage, but they were showing, like art, so, like, photos of Battle of Jakku.
That's the pre-order map, right?
Yes, that is the pre-order map. As long as you pre-order, you get it for, I think,
is that like early access. Is that, like, a battle? Is that something I should be?
Probably.
Is that, like, the forest one with the Ewoks?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you not want the Ewoks?
I want the Ewoks.
How do you not want the Ewoks?
I said I did, all right? Get
Anthony,
off my case.
Come on.
I want it. I want the Ewoks, all right? You got me to say it.
Good.
Ugh, I feel so dirty.
You shouldn't feel dirty. I feel that shame.
Ugh.
Slide down your back.
Ugh. Ewoks. It's got intense.
He wants the Ewoks.
All right, can we move?
Oh, okay, yeah, we're done here?
Yeah, we're done with our picks, please.
Done with our picks? We want to move on to our weeks?
Sure.
All right, Anthony, what's your week like? What you looking at?
I watched some movies. I'll start off with a terrible movie. I watched Tekken 2, Kazuya's Revenge.
Why?
So there was a Tekken 1.
We know.
And that was terrible.
I bet it was.
Then they made a Tekken 2, and it was even worse.
Wow.
So,
okay.
The gist of this movie, I only know the gist of this movie from watching the full movie, is that Kazuya got amnesia by getting hit by a car, and then it was set up by Heihachi, and that's it.
Okay.
That's the only, even through watching the whole movie, the only two parts that mattered were the beginning and the end, Everything else in the middle is inconsequential and does not attribute anything to the overall story. It is possibly the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, just number one worst movie ever made.
That's quite a statement.
It's sure about that? Very terrible.
You sure?
Yes.
You didn't even have, like, a little laughter at it?
There was nothing. Everything was infuriating. Like, the fight scenes were...
great.
Like, they were whatever.
Fantastic.
They... barely anything of it... anything had to do with Tekken. They name-dropped Kazuya at the end. They named Heihachi at the end. And then they name-dropped Brian Fury near the middle. And then that was it. And then there was the... like, the tournament isn't even called the Iron Fist Tournament. It's called the Tekken Tournament.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
because that makes way more sense. Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
It does, man.
And then, like, Heihachi's company isn't the Mishima Zaibatsu. Like, it's something else. It's some, like, Gentech Industries.
Makes more sense again.
And I'm like, this whole movie... the whole movie's garbage.
It sounds great.
It's the worst movie ever made.
It sounds so like...
if you want to make your friends have a miserable time... definitely watch.
So then why Tekken did you 2. Make your friends watch this movie?
I did not make my friends watch this. My friends made me watch this.
So do you recommend it?
I don't recommend it. Our friend bought it for $7.
Why?
On Blu-ray.
Why?
Because he likes bad movies.
I know, but like that just sounds like $7 wasted.
It was $7 wasted because I think he immediately threw the whole disc in the garbage after we watched it. Don't watch this movie. It's really
so bad. What you're saying really is I can pick this up for $7.
You can pick it up for $7 at Walmart on Blu-ray.
sounds like a lot of money, man.
Sounds like a steal.
It's even got Spanish subs. I needed subs for English, and they were speaking English. No one was like, oh my god, this whole movie is terrible. I can't express how much dislike I have for this movie. It's bad.
Was Exhibit in it?
No, I think that would have made it better. I'm not sure. Someone who fought with Capoeira was in it for about 5 seconds before he got kicked in the chest.
Okay.
And so I could only assume that was Eddie.
I'd assume.
Because he was the only black guy in the movie.
Oh, it was a guy.
So yeah. It was a guy.
It wasn't Christy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
But they didn't say his name. They're not like, this is Eddie. And then he breakdanced. Like, they were just like, here's the black guy doing Capoeira. And then he gets kicked in the chest and he's gone forever.
Cool.
Yeah, this movie's terrible. And then I saw a good movie, which is Straight Outta Compton.
Oh,
I went to
N.W.A.
I'm not going to say what their name means, that acronym means, because I don't think we can say that. Or at least I can't.
sure.
But this movie is about the story of N.W.A. from the beginnings to breakup to pretty much the start of Dr. Dre's Aftermath, his label. So this movie goes... first off, I want to say, even before I saw the movie, when I went to the movie theater, there was a sign on the ticket booth saying that they will, if you bought it at the person, that they will ID you before you go to see the movie. And it's only rated 18A. But the thing is like, there was another movie on there called Trainwreck, which was also 18A, but there was no sign for that. So that was weird. And then also, specifically during the showing of that movie, there were extra security guards posted around the movie theater. So, like, there was one when you walked in, there was one when you went to get your ticket ripped, and there was another inside, or two inside the movie theater at the whole time of the movie. Like, someone was going to start a riot in the middle of the movie. It was kind of weird.
It's not the first time I've seen that.
Is it really? No?
When I used to work at the movie theaters, they had that for all the, like, really big movies that would
come out. Oh, really? This is the first time I've ever seen it.
Especially, you'll see it again if you go to the theaters around Halloween when the big rated R movies.
Okay.
Like the ones that when's the last one? Like when the Saw movies came out.
Oh, really?
They had to have security there, yeah, because they were worried of, like, I don't know.
Violence?
Kids would be stupid, yeah.
No. Man, I've never seen that before. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the movie is about NWA's Eazy-E, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, and someone else. I forget the other DJ name.
Dr. Dre made it out.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Everybody made it out. So they go through the story of NWA from like hood slinging crack beginnings to making music, and then their whole new problems with money, and then how money divided the group and stuff like that. And yeah. It even goes in, so the breakup isn't even halfway into the movie. Like, they get through the first breakup pretty quickly, and it starts focusing on their individual lives. So like, when Ice Cube made his first solo album, and it just blew N.W.A. or any of like Eazy-E's solo album out of the water.
Yeah.
And then they got pissed that Ice Cube made a diss track, even though Ice Cube didn't diss them at all, and he had no ill will.
Yeah.
It's just that he wasn't getting money. Yeah. And so then he came back with one and like ripped them. They talked about Suge Knight, who is like notorious for just being a complete lunatic. And like he ran his music management like he would run a drug cartel in the hood. Like if people didn't sign contracts, he would just beat them until they signed them. And he just had a really strict temper, like a really short temper and stuff like that. It was really good. It went through the whole, it went from like 1986, I believe, is when it started.
To like 92
when Dr. Dre started his label Aftermath and then signed Slim Shady and stuff like that. It went pretty far, and it was an information dump, but it was very easy to follow the way they did it. I really enjoyed this movie because I also really enjoy N.W.A. and I like that era of rap because it's what they call.
You can relate to it.
I can't relate to it, but it's just. No, I cannot. As a white bread boy, ginger living in the suburbs, I cannot relate to N.W.A. But it's interesting to hear their stuff because it's what they classify as reality rap.
Right.
It was songs about the times they were living in, and like. Fuck the Police wasn't necessarily a slam against all police. It was because the police treated them unfairly, because they were black, because they were a minority. Just because of where they lived, they would get random searches on the street and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... The music was a reflection of the reality. Ice Cube says that in the movie, or Ice Cube's son says it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. It focuses a lot less on kind of... race wars and stuff at that time, and more focus on the band. But that's always a like kind of a overarching theme.
Yeah,
that they get kind of shafted sometimes because they're black or because they're from Compton and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I gotta know, were there beats in this movie?
There were no beats by Dre in the
movie. Oh man!
And because they mentioned beats by Dre in the credits. So in the credits, they have like they have like stuff of like where they are now, pretty much. And it's like, oh look, they started from humble beginnings, and now they mentioned like, oh, Beats by Dre gets bought for $3.2 billion or whatever. The one thing I didn't know is that Eazy-E died from HIV,
mm-hmm.
and I always thought he just died like in a shootout or something, because he was the one where he was the most hood. Even though he was like rich and stuff, like he would go around like still being pretty, like he'd bring his old attitude from the streets into this new life, and it kind of didn't really mesh. But yeah, he died of HIV and stuff, and yeah, it's pretty rough. Like, I really liked it. It was a really good movie. If you have like any interest in rap and stuff, I highly recommend it.
No beats.
No beats, though. It ended before beats were a thing.
Like, it wasn't even like they had Dr. Dre just doodling at the beats.
No, not even that. That would have been ridiculous. No. But who, like, yeah, what? They got other actors to play people like Snoop Dogg, Tupac, just. I think Two Life. Was Two Life Crew there? No, it wasn't there. But yeah, they went through, like. They went through the N.W.A. storyline, and they went sideways from the N.W.A. storyline to, like, what everybody's doing.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was a really cool movie. I really enjoyed it. Like, I highly recommend it.
I heard it was the biggest rated R box office movie.
Really? Well, it was only rated 18A here.
It was just rated R, yeah.
Is that rated R here?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. At 56 mil.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, okay. It said the biggest rated R movie, and then, like, under it, in August.
Oh, in August. So like, asterisks in August.
So I don't know if that means in August or...
Or August altogether, forever? Yeah. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Even if you have just, like, a little bit of interest into where, like, the big names you hear now, like Dr. Dre or Ice Cube or... Yeah, they're so old now, right? They're just, like they had a... They had a trailer for Ride Along 2 with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
He's so old!
In... before this movie.
Yeah.
Right? And they even play on that. Like, there's a scene where it's way in the early 90s, and they see their first music video for Straight Outta Compton. And they're like, we were so young back then. Like, it's just Ice Cube and his wife just, look at how young we were. We're so dumb. But yeah, it was really good. I highly recommend it.
Cool.
Yeah, other than that, nothing too much new.
No.
No, just still going through Gundam the Origin.
It's good.
I'm on the storyline where the anime is, where it goes through Char's life.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that one's in the middle of the series in the manga and not at the beginning. And they're now finally getting into new types.
Oh,
so like, so they're testing Amuro to see if he's a new type and stuff. And nothing's been confirmed yet, but you kind of, like, he's pretty much, yeah.
You know what a new type is?
They're, like, psychics. Or, like, they can predict things before they happen, like, in the battlefield and stuff. I don't know what a new, like, if they're aliens or anything. I don't know what that is. I thought they were just, like, from what I gather right now, they're, like, enhanced human beings. Like, they're the next step in evolution, at least.
That's, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been good stuff.
Cool. That's everything?
Yeah, that's everything. I don't know who wants to go next.
Mike, do you want to go next? What's your week like?
So, I've actually just been playing Destiny, to be fully honest.
Did you get the Galahorn? The Galahorn, or however you pronounce that?
I've had that since my guys. But I've been playing my brothers.
Oh, okay.
Just because there is obviously the Taken King coming out. Apparently anyone that's been playing since it started, there's like, I guess they're giving you like emblems and stuff as long as you complete certain stuff.
Okay.
So
you don't just get it. I have to go, if I want these emblems, I have to go back into Destiny.
Yeah, because in order to do it, you need to do all the raids in hard.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Complete those. You have to find all the golden chests.
Jeez.
And so, I can't remember what else there are, but I've already had those completed.
Okay.
So I figured, why not do my brothers?
So question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I matchmake for raids yet?
Raids, no.
Can I matchmake for Nightfall missions?
Nightfall missions, no.
I'm not playing this game. Like, I'm done.
The only thing that you can matchmake for is... so the weekly heroic.
Okay.
Right? You can do that one, because that never used to be. That used to be the same thing as the Nightfall.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are now matchmaking.
So you can matchmake the lower tier versions.
Yeah, so okay. The one where you can get, like, the strange coins.
Okay.
And matchmaking for the newer one that came out for the, is it the Lord of Wolves or whatever the expansion was?
Den of Wolves or something. Yeah, it's like
Den yeah, yeah. Something. So they didn't make a new raid for it. It's more like waves, right? So they have like different areas and there's just waves of enemies.
Isn't that the whole game though?
For the
isn't that just what Destiny is? It's like a bunch of areas.
Well, no, it's like it's basically it's not a raid where it's actually there's like rounds that you have to go through. So
put
you
into okay.
the what they call the Prison of Elders.
Okay.
Where you basically have all the main boss guys that have been just locked up in there.
Just
plotting revenge. I don't know what the point of going down there is, but you go down there and after beating it after the waves, you get to the bottom, which they give you three chests, right? So you have a major chest, which they're now making you go on patrols, because you know how patrols are just to do bounties, so there's no real use. So now they're making you grind out the patrols for these things, treasure keys.
Okay.
And that's the only thing that can open up the that bottom chest.
If you open up a bottom chest, does it open it for everybody else?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you have to get the treasure keys yourself in order to get them.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess it stops people from mooching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... I only just started playing it now just because I figured I get his... Because my brother has absolutely no gear.
Oh, okay.
Like, just crap. So I'm just running him through the raids.
Mm-hmm.
And then just trying to get him guns and stuff because I've basically done everything on my guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got him the Galahorn because it was on sale.
Yeah, which, it was in the Zero shop or whatever.
Yeah, so they decided to put it on sale. The second time it's been sold since the game's release.
Okay.
So everyone's been going on.
So what's the big deal about this rocket launcher? Like, everybody loses their mind when they find this thing.
So this rocket launcher has one, it's a seeking.
Okay. Right?
So it seeks on your enemy.
Damn,
and then once it hits, it clusters. But the clusters that it makes are, so it's called Wolfpack, right?
Okay.
Those also seek. So this thing does crazy amounts of damage. So basically, nowadays, if you're trying to do a raid... People are looking for people that are, one, max level, and have to have a Galahorn.
And, like, and the Galahorn also has to be max upgraded.
As long as you have it, the wolf rounds, they'll take you.
They'll just take you, okay.
Because You go to the... It's ridiculous. So the latest raid, the Crota's one, was the last one. It's ridiculous how fast you could take stuff down.
Because you just all shoot a Gallimore.
Yeah, so you just shoot two... Essentially, you just need two people shooting one. It'll just take his whole shield completely down. Mm-hmm. And then you just use the sword. But this thing wrecked the newest one, the Prison of Elders, for the last boss. Because it had, like, a solar burn.
Okay.
Right, so all each weapon in Destiny, they have either solar, arc, or...
Different elements.
So this guy was weak to solar burn.
Okay.
So the hardest raid... essentially, that they created for the game, was already broken. Because once you got there, three maxed out Gallahorns, you just blast them from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Down in, like, everything has now become, you just shoot Gallahorns down in, like, 20 seconds.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that's why people want that
just to get their gear. It's just easy.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have one, you're essentially, that's it.
You're not playing Destiny.
Right. So I guess... in order for them to fix it, they're not saying that this was planned by them, and it is random, I guess, the RNG of what's coming out this week. But I guess the only way to really fix that problem is to just give it to everybody. So I think that's why it's being sold, to be completely honest.
Like they would,
or just sheer luck.
Like, do you think they would ever nerf the Gallarhorn? Like, do you
they
ever...
did.
And it's still just ridiculous? Just
retarded.
Okay.
That and the hand cannons.
I have, like, the Hawkmoon.
Hawkmoon. So the only three guns that you're going to see people using that, because they're just completely strong.
Okay.
Hawkmoon.
All right.
The Thorn.
Okay.
Oh, and, I got that.
Yeah. A Thorn.
I got that one.
And Last Word.
Okay.
So those are the three main...
like, nobody's using legendary assault rifles.
No one's using any assault rifles as soon as they patch them, because everyone used the Suros, right?
Okay.
So assault rifles basically have no use in the game because they nerfed them right now.
Even in multiplayer?
Even multiplayer.
Wow. Okay.
Pulse rifles have always been crap for some strange reason, but Red Death is now picking up for some reason.
Okay.
Because you heal automatically if you kill somebody.
Oh, wow.
But it's only been those three guns. So any PvP is now...
just hand cannons.
Hand cannons.
Hmm.
Yeah. Especially with the new trials, because the new trials, they put you on 3-on-3.
Okay.
So this one, you have to actually come with a team.
Okay.
So with the Trials of Osiris, basically, you have the three fire parties of fire teams, right? You can revive each other. So they do it around. So in order to win a game, you have to win 5 rounds.
Okay.
Right? So each round, basically, you have to wipe the whole team to win a point.
Oh, so it's a Counter-Strike.
Yeah, so, yeah.
When you die, you're dead.
But when you die, you can be revived still.
Oh, okay.
So then this round, it's one of the... I think it's, like, Clash. I can't remember the round. But it's basically Thorn, because it has the burn.
Okay.
And Hawkmoon, because it's a freaking hand cannon that snipes.
Yeah.
And that's all it's been. So the competitive gaming in Destiny now, that's what it's...
it's hand cannons and Gjallarhorn.
Hand cannons and Gjallarhorn.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just... that's so, all you see. So no one actually uses any of the guns.
So is that else. Is that fun for you?
Yeah, because I have everything.
But like, you're not bored when you're playing through these things, like, for like the 10th time with doing the same strat, or
for some. Because the thing is, with the competitive play, I don't know what's about it. Because if I went in there and I did just like a normal like six like normal just normal queued, right?
Yeah,
just with randoms, I'll get bored after, like, 3 or 4 games.
Okay.
But for some reason, I think the way the trials is, because you actually have rewards at the end of it. So in order to go, they have this thing where you go on Mercury if you go 9 straight games without losing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chest there that basically gives you all this extra different gear that, so, like, it gives, like, all the, what's it called, the new PvP gear, like, elemental. Okay. Attributes, and a lot of people that play this, because they are not random people and there's people are actually matchmaking, it actually is pretty competitive. Like, it's
okay,
pretty,
like,
tough.
You're talking with people.
Yeah, you actually have to communicate, because if you don't communicate, you're just gonna get stomped for sure.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And I think I like that, because one, it's smaller teams, right? So they put you on the map.
Yeah,
just like, you don't turn the corner, you just freaking rock it in the face. In these rounds, there is no heavy ammo. You only get the
heavy. So no one's rolling around with a shotgun.
Yeah,
no one's rolling with a heavy machine.
The shotgun. So any special ammo or heavy ammo has to be picked up in the chest, right? So they're around, but they're now timed. So it doesn't. You can't pick up like special ammo right away, and the heavy ammo only comes in the third round.
Okay.
So that's the only time you ever have the heavy ammo. So you don't have people just running around with rockets and stuff.
All right. See, my problem was like I would play the capture the points mode all the time,
mm-hmm.
and just like it'd be whatever the tank class is.
The Titans?
Yeah, Titans with shotguns, and they would just wreck. Like, if you weren't playing Titan and you didn't mm-hmm. have a shotgun, like, you weren't playing.
But the thing with that is because there's no revives in PvP. Because you can be revived.
Yeah.
Even if you're gonna run and gun, like, shotgun,
mm-hmm.
sure, you'll get one or two people. But you're normally, it's 3-on-1, right?
Yeah,
so you're probably gonna get killed, and that one person's just gonna end up reviving
and the other two. And then
you just died. Yeah, right? Yeah. So there is more of a, like, strategy that needs to be place in it. I think it's fun.
So that's the only thing that's been keeping base game Destiny now. Would you say like people who haven't played Destiny in a while should come back to it? Like, do you think there's enough different about it? Or if like you didn't like Destiny in the beginning for a certain number of reasons, are those same reasons still there? Like, do you think they changed the game enough to be like it's a different game, or it's at least balanced better, or the loot's better?
They say they switched up the looting. I feel still the same.
Okay.
But there's more places where you can get like exotics and stuff.
Okay.
So in that sense, sure, they might not have changed the way drops were. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I can't notice it myself. But you have more chances of getting them. So Nightfalls, obviously, you can get a rare chance of exotic. There are a couple ones in the raids that have exotic drops. And then now with the new expansion that came out, on the patrol, because they really want you to go back to the patrol mission, because there's nothing, there's really, after you do the story mode, you're not really doing anything other than the bounties.
Multiplayer or bounties.
Right? So now they have it, so like these pack, they call it the pack of wolves, right? So basically swarms of
the arena.
The guys come down, and after, at the end, killing that little main boss, it'll give you like a key, and then you have to find it somewhere in that map area.
Oh, okay.
So there's this chest, right? So the chest itself, people were abusing this, because if you leave the area and you come back, there's a timer on your key. So people just just opening, like, constant. So you take a spare, you run away, and then you come back, you can reopen it.
Oh, okay.
So you can open it like 5 times. So you end up patching that, but you would end up getting like tons of engrams. Right, so you get legendary engrams.
I heard they changed the engrams so that, like, say I have a legendary,
you know,
the minimum I can get is a legendary.
They switched that, so now if you have a legendary engram, you can't get a rare, because that was stupid. You open up a legendary engram, you get nothing.
Yeah,
but yeah, so now you can get like legendary engrams that way, and the loot drops in that, since you get the treasure, the key that I was talking about. So you can get the keys in that, and then you can just keep running the prison.
Okay.
To open up that chest, so then that chest gives you, I believe, they say the first time you run it for the week, it's guaranteed to give you some sort of, whether it be Etheric Light. Etheric Light upgrades your gear.
Okay.
So now it's not, everyone's not going to look the same. You can take older gear and just level up to the max. All right,
that's cool.
Just by using this light. Or you can get a rare weapon or armor piece.
And this is all expansion Destiny.
This is expansion Destiny.
Like, if I have base Destiny.
If you have base Destiny, I don't think,
like, there's nothing there for me.
It'll be all the same. You only have the Vault of Glass, which no one really runs that
anymore.
Much now.
Okay.
What people do, they use the checkpoint just for the chest, but not many people do it. Or if you're doing the Vault of Glass, it's to get that one Fatebringer. I don't know if you played.
No. What's a Fatebringer?
So the Fatebringer is the one hand cannon. It's a legendary gun. And it's got explosive rounds.
All
right. So things around blow up.
Yeah.
And it has Firefly. So it's basically, it's like base, it's like when you shoot the guy, is doing double damage plus splash. So when you hit them, and if a headshot, blows them up.
Oh, wow.
So they explode, and then it just splashes everything around. So it's crazy pretty when it comes to, just as a normal gun itself. If you're not trying to get that, then
like base Destiny is kind of
base Destiny,
dumb.
It's pretty much dumb, to be honest. Like, I don't think I'd be playing if I still, like if I didn't have any of the extra stuff.
Okay. That's
right?
So you're coming back to Destiny.
No.
But the Taken King, I don't know, with the new classes themselves.
There's new, like, whole new classes.
Yeah, so Titans now have a arc, so now they have the fire.
Okay.
Right, so they're giving them the third. They're giving the third slot, so.
All right.
Yeah, so Warlocks now fly around like a freaking wizard.
Okay.
Right, and they have electricity. That's their special. Hunters now have this bow, void damage. So yeah. Basically, you shoot a bow in an area and it'll like lock up everyone that's around.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's more of support. And then Titans are now like, you know, the blade dancers for hunters?
Oh, okay.
So that's basically them, but they have a hammer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That can be thrown.
What was the hammer in Halo?
I don't know.
I don't know what.
Gravity hammer?
Sure.
All
right. Yeah. Base Destiny, I probably wouldn't play. Right. And if it wasn't for my brother's account, I probably still
wouldn't be playing Destiny.
I probably wouldn't be playing Destiny right now. I'm only doing it because one, Rachel started playing, so I started helping her. And then my brother
just hasn't played in a while,
so he started playing.
Okay.
So I figured I'd do his stuff before the new expansion comes out while he's gone.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah.
Yeah, I still think my loot game is Diablo. They're releasing new season, new legendary items, new stuff. They just keep updating that game. And there was like rumors of a new expansion coming out, so.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Now, besides that, I've been, I don't know why, but I've been watching people play D&D.
Like, on Twitch?
On Twitch.
Oh, like actual board game D&D?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's, I don't know if you heard the Geek and Sundry.
Oh, yeah.
So Felicia Day and them. Yeah. So they have a lot of their voice actors that are playing D&D, so it's just cool.
Are they just doing voices?
Yeah, so the DM has like Matt Mercer. I don't know if you know, but apparently he's a very well known voice actor.
Yeah,
and it's just so much interesting to watch them play. I don't
get into the character.
Yeah, so I'm not watching the screen. Like I'll have it just playing in the background.
If you just hear a story happen.
Yeah, and I just hear the story. So
and then you hear like someone rolls a nat 20 and you look over.
Like what? But yeah. All right. But yeah, no.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's something. I'll probably go back to Destiny.
Yeah, but if it's good, like, man, I did not like Destiny. I liked it at the beginning, and then I like at the end. Like, I remember last year's podcast.
Yeah.
I was very furious about Destiny.
Uh-huh. To be honest, I think the reason why I was able to enjoy it was because I ended up finding a group of people that I would do all that stuff
for.
The main issue with that is the matchmaking.
Yeah, like, there's why can't I just do this raid? Like, why? These Nightfall missions are just harder versions of the regular missions. Why can't I just team up with someone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll probably buy, like, the full pack this holiday.
You should.
Like, the Game of the Year edition?
Yeah, and get all the expansion packs at once.
Oh, that's what pissed me off, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's like a super value pack, and I'm like, that's what I was waiting for.
Like, the price of the new, to take an expansion, the collectors, 79 or whatever it is, Legendary Edition, same price, so it's like $80, but it'll give you base game, the two expansions plus Taken King, and then extras.
Yeah, just that are not in.
That's not, that you can't get anywhere else.
You can't get anywhere else. So people that have, I got the collector's edition when it first came out, and...
So wait, did you get all that stuff for free? Like, have you been getting all those expansions for free because you got the special edition?
Hell yeah, and that's what that's why, I had the digitally download, right? So my brother can just take it off. That's why we're doing that, right? Okay. But yeah, no. So I paid $80 for those, and now they're releasing another one that's $80.
And it also comes extra.
Comes with extra, so they're going to get extra
shady.
Yeah. Plus early adopters always get screwed, right?
No, their whole marketing thing is fucking shady.
It's very horrible.
Like the Red Bull deal, that's fucking shit.
Red Bull?
Yeah!
Oh, you didn't know!
No, what happened with this Red Bull deal?
So, like, they have, like, a whole, like, is it an entire expansion? Not, like, a
expansion. It's not expansion,
you fight a bull?
It's, like a DLC pack.
It's a DLC pack that you can only get through Red Bull.
Like, you gotta buy Red Bulls.
To get it.
Do you have to drink the Red Bulls?
No, okay. But, like, you have to buy, but the code comes with the box of Red Bulls.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get it?
Yeah. That's the only way you can get that. I guess it's exclusive.
Shady, right?
Wow.
It's like, gross.
Like, remember... But then, are you really surprised? Do you remember Halo and Mountain Dew?
No, what happened with Mountain Dew?
You don't know that?
No.
Okay, so for like... Oh, yeah, you said you just started playing Halo 3 now. For Halo 3...
Okay.
And they had it so that if you wanted to get... It was more like cosmetic stuff.
All right.
But, you bought Mountain Dew and you got a code.
Cosmetic stuff I'm not... too upset about.
But now they've just taken it one step further.
Yeah, right? It's like an actual expansion.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no. No, I actually am curious to go back because the Taken King, they change fundamentals of the game.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know the light system?
Yeah.
They're taking that out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah, so we'll see. I just want to know how those expansions are going to play now that they're going to, like, rebalance the game.
Yeah.
And I want to see if that's any different.
Do you think those will be like super easy now, or
No. I don't even know if people are going to go do it. Like,
apparently no one does the Vault of Glass. Yeah. So.
It sounds like they're going to try, and, like, it's the 1 year anniversary. They're going to try and change the game, so.
Yeah, man, I've had my PS3 for 1 year.
Yeah.
Or my PS4 for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you should play again.
Yeah. But, anyways, yeah.
I don't have any expansions. Like, if I do decide to play again one day, I'll probably do what Vince is doing.
Would you need the expansions if I take you in, though?
Yeah, yeah, I have to have that content to be able to access it.
You can't just, it's not stored on the server, right?
Oh, okay, it's, fair enough. It's
on your console.
Okay.
But yeah, but other than Destiny and D&D, that's all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. My week's pretty short. Before I get to the main...
Is it Vince cycling story again?
No. I mean, I could tell you another cycling story, but I'll start off with... Yo, I have a YouTube channel.
No, you don't.
What?
Right? And I do like this toy thing on it.
What?
Like, totally, right?
That's crazy.
I kind of took a break for a bit.
Sounds good. Sounds
good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I heard we posted YouTube videos of our podcast on it.
We did. Uh-huh. And we always got plenty of feedback on those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They usually consisted of things like...
Where are your toy reviews at?
Where's the Gundams? Can you do this Gundam?
Constructive criticism.
Sometimes it would just even be Gundam.
Yeah, it was just saying the word Gundam.
Yeah.
It's like, what is happening?
Yeah. So this past week, I was like, I'm going to start doing that YouTube thing again that I did. And
back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Like, a whole 3 months ago. Put up 5 videos.
Okay.
Okay? First comment to each 5 of those videos are...
Where's the Gundams at? Oh my gosh!
Oh, man.
Gross! You gotta feed the beasts.
You know, it also doesn't help that I'm the biggest troll of my own YouTube comments.
Okay.
Like, I'll reply back with, like, the dumbest shit. All right. I mean, I guess I deserve it, but still.
I like how it's also infiltrated our Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo, dog, love the podcast.
Where the Gundams at?
I'm starting to think it's just a joke from the fans.
That'd be pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, it's like an ongoing thing. I'm starting to think that's actually just Anthony on a ghost account.
Just making a bunch of ghost accounts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Using 10-minute mail to make Facebook accounts.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, so I did that. But making videos takes time, so that's mostly been my week.
Okay.
But in the interim, I've actually had to make a couple Gundams.
Don't review them, though.
Oh, no.
No, no. Yeah, don't.
I'm not like, that, yeah. I'm not that crazy.
No. No one reviews Gundams. No,
of course not. But making Gundams is a time-consuming thing.
Yes.
And I usually listen to something.
All right.
And at the same time, I do a lot of cycling, which I also need to listen to something. So I ran out of podcasts fast. So instead, I looked into my backlog of audiobooks I wanted to read, and I found Ready Player One. You've heard of this book, right?
I've heard of this book. It's like some video game billionaire dies, and there's like a video game competition for his billions.
Yes, that's essentially what it is. But I guess I never really understood the gist of the story or paid attention. All I ever heard, because I only ever heard the recommendation on video game podcasts, and they'd be like, oh yeah, if you like games, you'll like this book. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And you kind of take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay. So what I didn't get from everything that I've heard is, it is, like, I think this book came out, what, 2011? 20...
I couldn't tell you.
You know that trend in anime where, like, kids are stuck in MMOs?
Yeah, like SAO,
it's
Dot Hack.
Kind of like that.
Really? Is it more like SAO or is it more like Dot Hack?
What's Dot Hack like?
Dot Hack is, like, it's only in-game.
I think they never pull back.
They're never, no. Like...
So, it's like... Okay, it's like Sword Art, only... You know when you jump into Sword Art, you're in a game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you jumped into Second Life, and Second Life was also a game? Like, Second Life was a substitute for your real life, but at the same time, it was also an MMO.
Some people would argue that's what Second Life is.
But can you go to school in Second Life?
No.
Like, I mean, like, instead of going...
So instead of going to school in real world...
You put on your goggles,
and
your
go
haptic
to school
gloves.
In Second Life.
Yes.
Weird!
Whoa.
And then when you get off school grounds, it's an MMO.
Whoa.
So does no one eat? Does no one sleep?
No, because the real life still exists. So you have to pull out and do, like, your real life things.
It's like, oh, I'm hungry.
But I didn't know. Okay, so here's the setting of the world that I didn't really, and this is what why I found it interesting. So they talk about at some point this. We'll just call him Steve Jobs because I can't remember his name.
Okay.
He's the billionaire, whatever.
Gabe Newell equivalent.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sure. He's Gabe Newell. He makes this video game interface thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And he spends all his entire fortune to make this, and he says it's going to be more than a game. It's going to be it's going to be an interactive system, and it's not going to be like those shitty VR goggles we used to have. And all I could think of was like Oculus and stuff,
okay.
Right? They're like, no, they're like sunglasses.
Virtual Boy.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, and it'll be a substitute for video games. It'll be a substitute for life,
ugh.
And you can do whatever you want.
It's too far for me.
And Dang. And it works. It's in fact, it's been so successful that it is just. It is the norm. Everybody
okay.
in the world has it. Like, it's even... If you're in poverty, it doesn't matter, because this world has a, I guess, worldwide Wi-Fi network.
Okay. Every tree has a Wi-Fi port.
Yes. Now, this takes
so
place
cool.
in the future. Near future, I would say. Not far, far future. Near future. But they also discuss how global warming and humans abusing fossil fuels have taken a hit. And
okay.
So, our world is in shambles. And it's kind of like... What are those? The girl with the bow. Katniss.
Oh,
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Okay, so you know how like their world is like, right?
Yeah.
Like where there's like a very small district of rich people, but everybody else is like poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Okay.
Only the poverty has access to
the VR goggles to
VR
escape
goggles.
Their poverty.
Okay.
Or are they still in poverty when they go into the game?
No. So when they go into the game, you could tell they're so poor because they only wear their default avatars because they have in-game...
Oh.
transactions to
buy. Oh, they don't
buy.
Have the freemium. They don't have the freemium stuff.
Right.
Man.
And you're poor if you can't travel because the in-game world is, it's to scale of like a galaxy. Like
okay.
there's different planets and stuff. But you can't travel off-world unless you have money.
Oh, in-game money.
In-game money.
Mm-hmm.
And to have in-game money, you...
Need real money?
Real money?
It's
Can you not, like, is there not, like, you can't, like, grind a quest?
You can... But I think they don't explain it, but like to get money and stuff, like it's tough.
Oh, so like the only way, like you could do it, but the only way you're really gonna do it is if you pay like $5 and then get.
Yeah, like you need to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you can't, like they explain how the main character, like he grinds for days and days for experience and stuff, but he's only been able to level up like once and he's got like. Zero credits.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's the setting of the world, and this is the story about how this poor boy, he finds like the biggest secret inside Gabe Newell's system VR world thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's like an adventure story. It's a nice tale. It's very referential on 80s pop culture. Like heavy into the 80s, like music, movies, video games are all from the 80s, because the billionaire who died, who made the system, who planted the Easter egg, basically in his will he says, whoever finds this Easter egg,
yeah,
will get my entire fortune.
Okay,
and to find out clues to where it is, he also has like they call it an almanac, but it's more like his personal autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And they read it, and it's all 80s inspired and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So all these people who are hunting for it...
learn about the 80s
Yeah,
stuff.
Because it's like this big thing, right?
Yeah.
And so then it becomes this like... it becomes the in thing to think the 80s are cool.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's super referential to the 80s. A lot of it flies over my head because I'm like, well, I don't even know. I wasn't around in the 80s. Or at least I wasn't... My memory wasn't up to snuff in the 80s. But no, it's a fun read or listen... Because I am listening to it. And, yeah, I don't know. I wish I had this book in high school. I think that would have been really cool when, like, World of Warcraft is just starting out. And this book has gone so far beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they reference, like, World of Warcraft. They're like, oh, that used to be the biggest thing. But it's not anymore. But, yeah, no, it's interesting. Like, they have some... At first, they seem like obscure, like, video game references, because that's, like, the main character's
thing.
Like, even though he knows all the pop culture references, like music and movies and TV, video games are his number one.
Okay.
And, like, he plays it all, and he also is, like, master video game player. Blah, blah, blah. He's just poor, so he can't do whatever.
Afford to do stuff.
Yes.
All right.
But, yeah, they do a lot of, like retro references and stuff. I don't know how, they don't go that far in. They're still mainstream enough for anybody to recognize and pick up. But it's fun to listen to.
No one's turning into an eggplant wizard.
No.
Okay.
No. But they do reference, like, some, like, fucking, like, Intellivision out of nowhere.
Really? Games. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't even know what that is. they love to talk about the 2600.
Nobody loves to talk about
that. I know. I'm just like, what the fuck? Who cares? Who cares? Yeah. Yeah, no. It's good. I'm 8 chapters into it. There's 39 chapters. It's a short read, I think. My audiophile says it's around 17 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah, it shouldn't be too long. Like, for reference, 8 hours in, I think. Yeah. Or 8 chapters in, like, a quarter of the way through. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty quick read. Hopefully I'll have that done by next week. But I'm enjoying it. It's cool. But I mean, and you're gonna read, if you read it, you're gonna be like, I've kind of seen this archetype before, you know, like poor kid, parents are dead, he has to live with like his shitty aunt and uncle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they take his stuff, kinda sounds like Harry Potter.
Huh.
But he's also this kind of genius in one thing.
But you're secretly a video game wizard.
Oh, but so that's the cool thing. So, like, in the virtual world, the schools have sports teams.
Yeah.
But they have, like, they explain it as, well, because it's virtual, they have even more complex, I guess, machines and virtual reality interfaces so that the kids still have to perform.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's more than just basketball or baseball. Mm-hmm. It's like some of these, like each school has a Quidditch team.
Like an actual
Quidditch team. Because it's VR, right?
Yeah, you can do whatever.
Yeah. The rich kids, instead of driving cars and stuff to school, they have like X-Wings. And they have like TIE fighters going around and like spaceships. It's like, yeah, it's very, if you've got the money, you can do it.
Yeah.
There's a competitive game. Like his best friend is a very popular competitive gamer. He rakes in tons of cash for being awesome at FPSs mm-hmm. and stuff. But yeah, no.
He doesn't share with his homeboy?
So no, they explain it why he doesn't. It's more like a pride thing. Like he, like as much as he wants to, he never will because
so the guy never accepts it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, and, but it also would be rude for him to offer it to him.
Oh, okay.
Because like they explain like the circumstances of why it'll never happen, even though they both think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll never happen just okay. because, and it's fine. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it, and I am enjoying it. It starts a little slow, but I do recommend it to those who are looking for a book to read. All
right, or listen to.
Or listen to, yeah, definitely. But I think that is everything. Unless you guys wanted to bring something up, or you guys are good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool.
And I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
TNIB.letters@gmail.com is the place to go if you want to send in a letter. We're also we're on the YouTube. Somewhere there.
Yeah.
TNIB.
TNIB.
Yeah, you can always find the
Twitter
stuff there.
Also TNIB.
I was surprised to find, actually, that some people messaged me and said, how come you stopped posting the podcast on your channel? I'm like,
yeah, how come, Vince? How come?
I got one that said, you know that TNIB was like the highlight of your channel, right? I'm like, what?
Whoa! Get wrecked!
What? Yeah. And I had to laugh at that.
Are we gonna start the Type V3 Corporation? Is Type V3 gonna be our blanket company? And we're just gonna have a bunch of stuff underneath, like Alphabet?
Yeah, maybe. That would work. But yeah, no, it's kind of surreal to hear someone actually write that in, but yeah.
I don't believe you. I want to see this comment or this message.
Are these the same people that, where you have your toy reviews, right?
Yeah.
So these same people that are telling you.
That you are feeding me a toy review. He's just like, yo, you know the podcast is like the best thing on here, right?
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, are you no.
I can't.
You're shitting me, right? Are you? Is this some sort of secret back alley question? No,
let's not question it, you know? Maybe our podcast is better than we give it credit for.
I See, I read that sentence and I was waiting for the part where it said Gundam reviews, and it just
like there's just like the winky, like the colon P, and it says JK Gundam reviews.
Gundam reviews.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. But yeah, next week hopefully Blaine will be back.
Yep.
So we'll be back then, and we'll talk about stuff.
You won't be back.
I won't.
I thought you were gonna be gone on Wednesday.
I am.
Yeah.
I am gonna be gone on Wednesday.
And you'll be gone for how long?
Like 5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be gone for the whole week. Till the end of whatever.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? Boo. You guys lied to me.
Wow.
Anthony.
Yeah, because only it's so easy to lie to you, Anthony.
Because I believe you.
I know.
I have no reason not to believe you. If you're going on a trip, then sure. Do it. Get there.
So easy to lie.
5 hours? Where are you going? Just to the States?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I'm bringing him to the airport.
Oh. All right.
I'd invite you, but I know you're working.
I want to go. Can you drive him on a Tuesday?
No.
How about you call in sick?
No. I already taken days off.
Well, that's your fault.
It's too late.
All right.
Yeah, any Tuesday is good with me. As long as just you can stay there for a night.
Too late? They're gone for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, it's been too late.
Anyways, this has gone long enough. As always, when Blaven's gone, we ramble on.
We do. Why?
I don't know. This has been like an hour and a half, so...
That's not that bad. I thought it was like 2 hours.
Oh, that's true. Could have been a whole lot worse.
It could have been our old podcast.
Mm.
Could have been a four-hour show.
4 hours? I can't wait to do one of those again. I'm excited.
That was like your first episode for like 4 hours, I remember.
Do you remember that? We would start recording at like 11 at night, and you guys wouldn't leave till like 5?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, even after we were done recording, we would chill for an hour.
Yeah, no, and, like, these would be, like, on... Oh, yeah, I remember. They'd be, like, on Thursday nights. Yeah.
Yeah, but because we didn't have jobs back then.
Yeah, but we all had school.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, my class starts at, like, 1 in the afternoon, whatever.
Mine didn't. Mine started at, like, 8.
That's your fault. Mine always started in the afternoon, so...
Well, whatever. I was accommodating you guys.
All right. Okay, that's a good host.
Yeah? All right, good. Anyways, thanks for listening. See you guys next week.
Next week. Bye.